Hello, this is Brian Grabarski, High School Associate Principal from Wanakee Community High School, and I'm continuing this podcast series to share my impressions, takeaways, and action steps from different sessions that occurred at the Slate 2015 convention in Wisconsin Dells. It's an excellent conference, and I highly recommend it to those that are interested in technology, as administrators, classroom teachers, integrators, or directors of technology. Fabulous amount of information. It's a credit to the wonderful presenters, some of which I had an opportunity to see and others that I heard about via colleagues that attended as well. Whenever possible, I am sharing the contact information and individuals' names who were responsible for the sessions that I'm reporting on so that you have an opportunity to follow up with them directly. However, I'd also like to point out to you that the slateinwisconsin.com, again, slateinwi.com website has this information posted as well, and many of these sessions have the handouts available for public viewing as long as you go to the website. If you're interested in following up with me professionally, I can be reached through Wanakee Community High School, Wanakee, Wisconsin, or I can be reached on Twitter at Brian Grabs. This next concurrent session that I'm going to share with you is number 57, and that was, again, it's concurrent session number 4, session number 57, Supporting Teachers in the Development of Online Courses. The presenter was Eric Kahn. Eric is from the Green Bay School District, and his role there is a curriculum coordinator. The handouts for this session were particularly strong and are available on the website from Eric. I would say that my takeaway from it is that it offered a lot of reflective questions that teachers that are developing an online course could use, or certainly administrators or directors that are working with those teachers could be asking of the teachers as they develop those courses to help them produce the highest quality product available to students. He had a number of reminders within that, some of them that I thought were most direct and most profound were that an online course still needs to reflect the personality of the teacher that develops it. Even an online course, it's important that to develop the personality, to develop that connection with students, although that connection is going to be different than a brick and mortar course, that connection and that flavor, if you will, that an individual teacher provides to their instruction should still be evident. He also reminded those that develop those courses that they should prepare it with a person in mind that has average to low average technological skills, as that without it, okay, or without if technology use or platform is expected to be too high, that will become a hindrance to those that are not experienced in online courses. And certainly, we do not know as educators whether someone is going to be taking their first online course as they experience something like this or their 10th. And so to kind of work in this case to the lowest common denominator would be helpful. He also mentioned that one of the main reasons why students and families seek out online courses is for that individualization of the presentation of the course to students. And so part of it needs to be flexible in that nature, in that it allows them to go into areas of interest, but it also allows them not only areas of interest, but also at time of interest, at tempo of interest, so that they're able to make that experience their own. And like every classroom and every educational experience, communication is very necessary. It is communication in a different form, but it is communication nonetheless, because follow-up with families, with students, is crucial, especially if we are not seeing that student every day in a classroom. You need to make sure that you're reaching out to them digitally or verbally to make sure that they know they are involved in the classroom or involved in that process. He also, I think, made an obvious distinction, but one that's not perhaps intuitive, which is that an online course is by design a different course than a brick and mortar experience. It should have similar outcomes. In many cases, it might have very similar outcomes, but the methodology, the activities, the experience is going to be different. So it is not possible to simply take a brick and mortar experience and put it online and expect that it's going to be the same for those students. It needs to be delivered in different ways. It needs to be delivered in such a way that the student can pick it up and, in many cases, use the materials to educate themselves, which is, I think, a very important distinction. Many teachers these days use online platforms to share information with students and parents when those students miss a school day or are outside of the building for a period of time. But those are meant to supplement and complement what happens within the classroom. An online by design course is everything. It is the interface. It is the delivery model. And so without considering the way that that information will be explored, that information will be introduced, there will be times that you will be setting students up to be confused if you don't, again, plan for and monitor online learning in a different way. In terms of action items that I took from that session, we are considering offering a course called Career Workshop. And for us, that is a quarter credit class that students are required to take for graduation. And it does connect to career research, career preparation, in the regards that students work on items such as interviews. They work on creating cover letters, resumes, connecting and doing job searches, sending thank you notes, many of the things that are important for securing that position that could get you your first job or your career. And so, as I'd mentioned, we are considering offering that as an online experience. Initially, we're considering offering it online to our students, but we're also considering, as subscriber members to the Wisconsin Education Network, considering putting it out on the WEN as well. And so we are, again, part of the discussions we'll have or we will be having with the business ed teachers is some of these reflective questions. How are we planning to deliver the material? How are we planning to instruct the students? How often will we follow up? How many students is appropriate for one teacher to work with? Those particular questions, plus many more, will be what we'll be working through again this spring as we decide whether or not it will be offered this summer to our summer school students. Thank you for your visit to today's podcast, discussing the ideas shared during session number 54, Supporting Teachers in the Development of Online Courses, by Eric Kahn. I'm Brian Grabarski, high school social principal at Wanakee Community School District, and thank you for listening.